Inside Protection Solutions, the first choice solution for all your security needs.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
It's Crime Watch on Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M.
Crime Watch with Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson. Glenn, Community Safety Month, let's get straight into this. Community Safety Month, neighbours sharing info. How important is this in relation to Crime Stoppers? Making the community a safer place.
Well, October's a perfect month for it, Sean. You know, the weather's improving. Mm. You're getting out and about with your neighbours. Do you know your neighbours? Just a good reminder to say good day.
Yeah.
Get to know them and share information. Pass on. We get a lot of information from neighbourhoods and also through Crime Stoppers, etc. So if you know something, share it. Prepare everyone. Look out for each other. Like, we've all heard horror stories about neighbours that aren't known or don't get checked on. So it's community safety.
Yep.
So it's all encompassing. It's not just about catching crooks, so to speak. It's about making sure that we're all okay. So I think it's a great initiative. I think the council's right behind it. We've got a couple of great events during October. So if you hear of something, it's an opportunity to get out and say good day to your neighbours.
I totally agree with what you said then in terms of getting to know your neighbours. We've got a good little hub happening wherever we are in Maroopna there. We've got our neighbours, and there was some actually suspicious activity happening there last week. And we all were in a group chat and fire off the text message, "Hey guys, just keep an eye out. There's a dodgy guy walking around. We've got another couple across the other side of the lake." It's definitely worth doing, especially when you're going away.
Yeah, I think it's one of your best assets is a good neighbour. Hear horror stories about bad neighbours. So if you've got a good neighbour, treat them like gold. Share information with them. Keep informed. Check on them. So it's a great reminder, Community Safety Month.
It's Crime Watch here in Triple M, talking to Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson. Glenn, touched on it briefly last week. Theft from cars. This is still happening.
Yeah, we had a particular bad month in September. I think Dave spoke about last week up in north of Shepparton. We had a run of about 300% spike in theft from cars. And
it's a lot.
Through community information, we end up catching up with two of the young fellas that were involved in it. So they've been caught up with and charged, and we're working with them. But however, it was a great reminder, Shawnee, a great reminder that when over 50% of the cars are unlocked, I'm not victim bashing, I'm just making people aware that just get the stuff out of your car, don't leave it in there overnight.
50%?
Handbags, credit cards, stolen, no use in deceptions after the fact.
Yep.
So it does pay. Get the stuff out of your car, lock it at night, and then you're less of a target.
So do they do? Just go car to car to car, all the way along, and just assume there's going to be at least a couple open?
Now, I've seen some great footage of CCTV of criminals moving down a street, checking door handles. Mm. They may check 100 cars, find one unlocked, in they go. So occasionally cars are broken in, don't get me wrong. There are forced entries, but it's a very small percentage. So just a simple way to protect yourself. So as well as looking out for each other, you're going to make sure your car's not going to be targeted and leave that stuff out of the car and put it inside.
And trailers are getting targeted in rural Victoria as well. It's been an ongoing problem.
Yeah, well, especially with farm thefts. Trailers are the first thing they pick up, and then they look at loading stuff onto that trailer and then removing the whole lot. So it is worth having a look at how your trailer's secured, where it's kept. Have you got a tow board lock on it, et cetera, just to make sure that your trailer won't be used to remove some of your valuable stuff. And it's not just farms. Farms are in a particular concern.
Yeah.
It's also businesses.
Yep.
We have trailers left out and about. I think we spoke about off air about one in Tongala. It's up in iWatch last week, where they've broken their way into the yard and they've used the trailer to remove other stuff.
Yep.
And obviously we need some information about if you see those trailers out and about, but we just want people to secure their trailers as well.
This trailer here we're looking at here, it's on the Greater Shepparton Police Service Area iWatch Facebook page. It's quite a distinctive trailer, actually. It's a beautiful looking trailer. So you're telling me not only do they knock off the trailer, they fill it up with their goodies as well.
Yeah, that's very common with our farm burgs. So they've got the farms remote. They haven't got people to keep an eye on them. They've got time so they can get the trailer and help themselves to motorbikes and what are we talking? Any portable stuff that's valuable. So we want to hopefully reduce that risk. So just look at where it's placed as well. If it's out in the open, you need to chain it or you need to lock it. I know that's a pain when you want a quick access, but that's probably the price you need to pay to protect your stuff.
Glenn, there's two blokes that are started off miles apart and they're walking towards each other. It's the head-to-head walk. We did touch on this briefly last week. Why is the walk happening? Who are the two guys and have you heard how they're travelling?
Yep, the head-to-head walk's full on in its first week, just about over. They're covering 500 kilometres each.
Mm.
total 1,000 kilometres. The chief commissioner starting down at Mallacoota.
That's
Gippsland Way. Yeah.
Way up Gippsland. Yeah,
so he's a bit older than me, even old Mr. Ashton, and I bet you he's got sore feet.
Yeah,
and we got Mr. Gatt, our chief of our police association. He started up at Mildura. I think I'm glad he's a bit younger because it's a bit hotter up there.
He got the hotter weather.
So they're all about raising awareness of mental health issues with police members, and also raising a little bit of money to help retired police members that are suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder. They're going to be coming through Shepparton on the 20th of October, and I think we'll talk about that next week as well. So it's just, if you have an opportunity to give them a shout out as they move through your area, please do. I think it's a great initiative. It just shows the commitment of the chief to be involved in it as well. It's a big topic, mental health, not just emergency workers across our community.
Of course.
So in the mail, we're going to have a few other mental health providers there to provide information. So
people can swing by there on the 20th.
Yep, have a free sausage chisel. Say good day to Wayne Gatt, who'll be pretty tired by then, no doubt.
Yeah, knackered.
we'll think about mental health for a few moments.
Yeah, it is. It's a big issue, and it's actually very relevant today, being World Mental Health Day, October the 10th.
Well, great timing, didn't we?
Yep,
great
segue. Right around Australia, right around the world. So if you want to check out that website, 1010.org.au, and of course there's links for mental health and what the great work that the police force does in talking about that on the iWatch Greater Shepparton Police Service Area Facebook page.
If you want to donate, you can jump on the head-to-head walk website, and you can also make a donation towards that as well.
I see you've got our links up there for the head-to-head walk. You can track the two guys and how they're going as well. Check out all of that on that Facebook page. Look after your community. Give that Facebook page a like. iWatch, Greater Shepparton Police Service Area. Been talking to Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson. It's Crime Watch and Triple M. Thanks, Glenn.
So get out of your neighbours.